Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 30, The Laws of Lashon Hara, Gossiping, Part 1. There are 365 prohibitions in the Torah, 613 mitzvahs in all, 365 negative prohibitions. But there is one that we ask Hashem special protection from each and every single day, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, during the Laws of the Amidah, in the concluding section of the Shemoneh Esrei, after the official end, once we say Hamevarech es Amo Yisrael Bashalom, we add an extra paragraph that begins Elekain Nitzor Lesheni Meira Usvasai Midaber Mirma. Please, my God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. In other words, there is a need to ask Hashem for special protection when it comes to this mitzvah. That unfortunately, there are just so many opportunities every single day to speak Lashon Hara. We go as far as asking Hashem for assistance in that our words be positive throughout the day. This chapter of the Shulchan Aruch begins with some important definitions. And we'll give these general guidelines today and go into some more specifics tomorrow, please God. When the Torah describes this prohibition, it actually lists the least of the various categories of negative talk. Still very severe, still prohibited. But the first category is called Rechilus, as the Torah says, Lo Teilech Rachil. Don't go around being a talebearer, telling stories. Now, when it comes to rechilus, it is prohibited, even if what you're saying is truth, and even if what you are saying is not necessarily negative. But if you are simply spreading stories about someone else for no productive purpose whatsoever, that is considered rechilus. The Shulchan Aruch notes how the prohibition of rechilus is followed by Lo tamod al dam reyecha, do not stand by when someone else's blood is being shed, because sadly, sometimes even from what seems to be innocent talk, rechilus, it can lead to actual bloodshed and death. It recounts the biblical story where Doeg goes up to King Shaul and mentions that, by the way, Achimelech gave King David food and a sword. He offered this information without even being asked from the king. But as we know, at that time in history, Shaul, King Shaul, was on the hunt for David. He was jealous of him. And when he heard that other people helped King David, he went and he murdered, sadly, an entire town as a result of this, what could have been seen as an innocent statement from Doeg. And it doesn't have to be quite this dramatic. Many times someone might casually tell a friend, oh, by the way, such and such person just invited a bunch of friends the other night to their house for dinner. And little do you know, you're saying this statement to this person was going to get together with that same person that day, they made up an excuse why they couldn't go because they didn't want to invite them to that dinner, and now they find out that it was only an excuse, and you have now sowed the seeds of machlokas, of fighting. These kinds of stories happen all the time when we are too quick to share stories. This person went on vacation, they just bought a gorgeous new car, you wouldn't believe what happened to so-and-so. All of these would be considered rechilus and can lead to very negative consequences. As a result, it is a prohibition in the Torah. Now comes the second category, Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a type of rechilus that is specifically negative talk that has the ability to harm someone's reputation, to make others look at them in a negative light. Even when that information is true, it is still considered Lashon Hara and prohibited. And when it comes to Lashon Hara, not only is it prohibited to say it, it is also not allowed to hear it. And as such, if one is in a situation where Lashon Hara is being said, one should do their best, if possible, to stop the conversation from being said. If not, and you're not able to change the topic or gently remind people not to be speaking what they are doing, you are to leave the room, physically pick up and leave the room as to not hear Lashon Hara. If that is not possible, one is forced to be in that room, one should tell themselves, I am not believing the words that are being said, I will not allow it to have any effect on the way I perceive that person, and to show no satisfaction from your face when hearing these stories. Again, it is best to walk away. Finally, the third category is when this information is not even true. That is called motzi shemra. That is ruining someone's reputation by means of a lie, and that is the most severe of them all. But again, whether it's rechilus or lashon hara or motzi shemra, all three of these are prohibited. The Shulchan Aruch notes that it was after the spy said lashon hara about the land of Israel that the nation was destined to be punished with 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and of course the death of that original generation. Our last definition for today is what is called avak lashon hara, the dust of lashon hara. This is when one stops short of actually saying gossip, but nonetheless does do something wrong in sharing these sprinkles of lashon hara. Examples of that would be, I'm not going to tell you what happened to such and such person, and you know where the conversation goes from there. Or by saying a story and not saying who it happened to, but we know what happens afterwards, a number of questions, a number of guesses, and eventually people do find out who it happens to. Or when you provide good news, good information about someone to an individual that you know does not like that person. And so what's going to follow by you offering this positive news is that this person immediately is going to share something negative about that person. Oh, he's not so generous. Let me tell you what he really does, so on and so forth. That is like lobbing the softball and then somehow being surprised when they knock it out of the park. You are providing the fuel for the lashon hara that is about to be said. This is all considered avak lashon hara. It is easy to say, I didn't realize it would have such consequences, I was just saying an innocent comment, but the Torah expects us to truly weigh every word carefully, and before it leaves our mouth to truly think, will this be productive, helpful, and lead to something good, or might it be the opposite, and therefore I will refrain from saying it. Tomorrow, please God, we'll explain these laws in greater detail, including the times where it might be permitted to say negative talk about someone else for a positive benefit. I should note that in many circles, they have a point of studying the laws of Lashon Hara on a regular basis. Some even learn the laws from the Chafetz Chaim, who wrote an entire book about this, daily. There is, of course, great reason to do so because it is so easy to stumble when it comes to these laws. In Chabad in general, the emphasis is, rather than act on the defensive and what are the things to do to stop saying Lashon Hara, rather focus on the offensive, what are the things to learn, to reflect, to meditate on that will put us in the right frame of mind where we don't feel the need to speak bad about other people, that will give us the pair of glasses in which we see the neshama, the good in other people, and not their bad, so on and so forth. And I'll conclude with a teaching of the Rebbe. The Talmud says that Lashon Hara has the ability to hurt three people. The one saying it, of course they've done something wrong. The one who hears it, because they too have done a sin in listening to this Lashon Hara, as well as the person about whom it is about. Because Jewish mysticism says each and every single time we say words about someone, we are putting that in the universe. We are taking that energy that exists and we are bringing it to the forefront. We all have inside of us both negative and positive. And when we speak about someone else's negative, even when not in their presence, it can have the effect of drawing that outside of them that they, God forbid, begin to identify and live with that. Certainly, if they know people are speaking about them in that way, they might end up saying, well, if this is the way people look at me, I might as well be that way anyways. Conversely, when we focus on other people's qualities, we can help draw out the good that they live with that on a conscious level. It's a